County Board Chairman Steve Miller thinks the existing wording in the wind and solar ordinances is misleading.
I think it suggests that county board members can vote their own personal wishes, irrespective of what evidence is introduced at the wind and solar committee hearings. And that is simply not true. And that we need to bring clarity to that situation so that there's not a misunderstanding as to what the role of the board members really is.
So can county board members comment on proposed wind or solar farms before voting on whether to allow one to proceed?
If those opinions are rooted in evidence that's at the hearing, they can. If there is no evidence to support their position, then that would be an inappropriate action by a board member, just as it would be inappropriate for a jury to make decisions based upon the guilt or innocence of a defendant without there being any evidence in support of that position.
The executive committee of the county board wants the wording in the ordinance to say the decision to grant or deny a permit application is within the sole discretion of the county board, subject to state and federal law. If the full county board goes along with the change in wording, the wind and solar committee would then hold a public hearing regarding that change, then make a recommendation back to the county board. Members of the executive and legislative committee also recommended the full board approve a landscape management plan for a commercial solar energy facility near Ridge Farm and a vegetation and landscape management plan for a commercial solar energy facility near Hoopston. Plans for both of those facilities were approved earlier. I'm Bill Pickett.